So today I want to talk about sustainability. Hi all. So we see this label a lot, you know, sustainable fishery, sustainable farming, sustainable, I don't know, sewer system, whatever. It's a label that's in vogue right now. So we see it a lot. Now, we see it a lot, so we have to start questioning its meaning. Because sustainable fishery, that's an interesting one. Have you ever watched? Okay, a couple things. Never been a commercial fisherman. Never been on a commercial fishing boat. I do not know what I'm talking about. I am not an expert. I am just a guy who likes to observe the world in which he lives. And sometimes comment on it. So, sustainable fisheries. That's a funny one. Have you ever watched a commercial fishing boat? They don't seem to differentiate. Okay, most fishing boats don't seem to differentiate between one type of fish and another. They just kind of put these giant scoops into the ocean and take them home. And I personally don't understand how the things that we're trying to not catch don't end up in that bycatch, because I think they pretty much do. And then once they're in that boat, I don't think they'll ever survive. Now, again, I'm speaking out of ignorance, but I'm a human. I've seen the boats. I've seen the videos. I've watched them haul it in. I don't see anything sustainable about what they're doing. They're just hauling in all this life. Now, I guess I want to get to my point. Sustainable. What's it mean? Does it mean that we can continue to do what we're doing forever? Because that doesn't make sense. Nothing's that. There's nothing that is that. So, does it mean that we can keep doing it for 10 years? I think what it means is that we like to hear it. We like to be told that what we're doing, what we're buying, what we're using is sustainable. We like to hear it. It feels good. I think it has very little to do with reality. And I think that more and more often we hear about, let's say, sustaining farming practices. They're trying to push the world of North America anyway. I don't know about the rest of the world. Again, that's not where I live. I live here. They're trying to push us all into vegetarianism and veganism. Now, I'm not saying that I have any problem with either of those diets. I have no issue with either of those diets. I personally don't quite fully understand how to do those things, but I get why some people are attracted to those things. I have no issues with that's not. But what I do think is that vegan diets do not lead to sustainable farming practices. Neither do vegetarian diets, neither do meat-eating diets. None of them lead to sustainable farming practices because modern agriculture is not sustainable, period. And what it all comes down to is the population of the world. We have 7.5 billion people right now, maybe more, on the planet. And we say, oh, the tuna fishery is not sustainable, or the pollock fishery is a sustainable fishery, or strawberry farming is not sustainable. You know, and to be honest, all monocultures are a failure of agriculture. If all you're growing is one thing, you're failing the world for profit. So I think, you know what's not sustainable? Capitalism in its current form. Capitalism in its current form is not sustainable for the planet. It will break the planet for greed for the stock market. The stock market, all companies that join the stock market have one responsibility, a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholder, no other responsibilities. And how can I happily say that? From chemical companies to agricultural companies to drug companies to, I don't care, name your sector, they've all been irresponsible in the name of profit. Rarely, and only when it benefits the company monetarily, do they use the same values as humans use. They only exist to produce money for shareholders. That's it. I've been involved in big companies. The quarterly the quarterly drive for profit is the only thing that drives a company that's on the stock market. Now, I own a small company, but because I'm the only person, well, me and my wife, are the only people that that company does things for, we can be driven by our own values. Now, that's not always true of private companies either, because they may have a board and 200 investors and so on and so forth. So I'm not saying that private is better than public or stock market companies. I'm saying that capitalism in its current form is broken, not that, you know, companies on the stock market are broken. So I think sustainable is a false label that makes us comfortable with buying a product. It has nothing to do with reality. What's the problem, and nobody in government is talking about this, is 7.5 billion people. We can't continue to do that without guys like Elon Musk leading us off the planet, but even then, we're still gonna, you know, destroy this petri dish before we get to another petri dish that's not hospitable. So let's do what we can with this petri dish. As the yeast we are on the planet, let's not completely destroy. Let's get a handle on how many people there are. We have to fix that, or nothing is sustainable. Well, that was a downer. I still think that there's hope. I think that with appropriate thought and discussion, we can come up with a plan. I think that we can do this in a fair and equitable manner so that humans continue to thrive, but thriving doesn't necessarily mean 12 billion people on the planet, because that would leave very little room for everything else, and it's everything else that supports us being here on the planet. So I think that if at some point we get some leaders who actually lead, they will tell us the truth. That the only thing that's not sustainable on this planet right now is us. And we come up with, we make the hard decisions, we come up with a plan that's fair, equitable, and treats humans like humans. I think we can do something about this. But without that happening, that's the problem. There's no sustainable fishery, there's no sustainable agriculture, there's no sustainable mining, there's no sustainable anything. There's no sustainable oil production until you get a handle on how many people there are on this planet. Love y'all. Smile, damn it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.